This week's podcast was cute for your pleasure. Please note, the podcast may have some adult-oriented content, so parental guidance is advised.
Let's go ahead.
This is what happens when Kaden says something.
Oh my.
Damn. I'm actually messing with my, I have an app on my phone called Geek Songboard. And what it does is it actually allows you to like use all these songs that are pretty cool, you know, like this one.
These
young folks these days, bro.
Back in my days, I used to go and boogie to them kind of.
Hey, what's up, dude?
I'm cool.
All right. I guess the podcast has started.
I guess this is everyone. So let's start. So, basically, we just want introductions at first, so you guys can like introduce yourself to our listeners, but don't give out too much personal info because you don't want to stalk us. So. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first. This is Marshmallow, streaming to you live on the airwaves.
This is not live, too. This is going to be up pre-recorded.
Well, it's live enough. Just keep me alive.
All right, cool, dude. Cool. Uh-huh.
That's it?
That's all your introduction, dude. Come on, man. You can give us some more meat.
Like what?
Favorite game? Something.
I'm a Pokemaniac, as you might know by now, right? I've been everywhere from Kanto to Unova, just mad. I like to play fighting games, Mortal, Street Fighter, you know, the classics. And I recently delved into World of Warcraft currently.
Oh, wow.
Like Soul Stalker. And, what's his name? Kieran?
Hey. No, not you, Marshmallow. She's speaking to our next guest.
His name is...
Kyron,
right. Your turn, Kyron.
Right, this is Kyron here, ultimate gamer, FIFA fan, extreme racer, any recent game I'll cut your ass, seriously, and Chelsea fan all the way, Torres, number 9.
Thumbs down, dude, multiple thumbs down, Real all the way.
That's your choice.
Okay, I guess that's our introductions, as everyone should know. Well, I'm Q, and my co-host Katami. Well, I'm the co-host this week, so Katami.
Yes, I'm actually the host this week, so please be kind to me, everyone. Okay, moving on. To our first bit of news. Valve, who are the developers of Half-Life, is a first-person shooter game, most likely, I think. And they also own Steam. And if you don't know, Steam is like this online website thing that they have archives of their games, and you can download a copy to your system. You have to pay for it, though. And you can like play and voice chat with other people and stuff. But the news is that they're making a new console. So I'm wondering if you guys think that the other companies should be concerned, like Nintendo and Sony and stuff, if they should be worried that Valve's console would be like really awesome and better than theirs. So what's your thought?
Hmm.
Anyone can go first.
I don't think they have any worries with that. Sony and Nintendo have been in the game for like, what, like 10? Well, Sony has been here for 10, Nintendo since like 20 years ago. That would make a real impact. Microsoft, on the other hand, they might have to watch out because, you know, they have the later crew. They're coming up now with their gaming, so they might have the most challenge with that new entity.
Anyone else?
I guess, you know, Karen is kind of a little bit quiet right now. And normally I'm kind of staying laid back because Katami is hosting and I'm kind of just, you know, kicking back and laughing and stuff. I guess I'll go next. So my current view on it, I don't think the Big Three have anything to worry about Valve doing a system because, quite frankly, Valve does Steam well, right? Steam is PC gaming at its best in the sense of downloading and getting your content on your PC. But quite frankly, I guess Microsoft, Sony, and Nintendo all together, they have more experience in that department of doing systems and all that kind of stuff. So I really don't think they have anything to fear. And other than that, too, the only way Valve can actually, how can I say, be a threat to any of those developers if they get first-party content, meaning that developers are going to develop games for their console and only their console first, or at least for their console and then after for the other consoles. I mean, they are a top developer, so we know people will want to get Half-Life on their system if they do like that, and people will want to get Portal and those kind of games that they shout, you know, Team Fortress and stuff like that. But other than that, they still need more because you can't just sell people on Team Fortress, Half-Life, and Portal. You need more than that, right? So I guess we'll see if Valve has the power to do it. We'll see in the coming months, I guess, you know.
Kyron?
Well, most likely it will have to leave it up to the people's hands because at the end of the day, it all boils down to like what the people want, what the gamers want out there. So it's all in the gamers' hands. We don't know if fans like from Microsoft or Sony or Nintendo will leave their you know, their original, we don't know if people will just give up their consoles like to go for this new outcoming thing what's gonna happen here. So I guess we have to leave it in the fan hands and see what happens.
Well, personally, I think there's nothing for them to be concerned about because people generally go for brand and what they know. And, I mean, they know Valve, but, like, Sony and Microsoft's been out, like, ages. So most likely, someone's going to pick up something from the other companies instead of Valve because they already know what they're getting, basically. I think that's probably what will happen. So, moving on to the other topic. Cue the laughing me.
Oh, I don't mean to laugh. Sorry, I should have muted that. Continue, Katami.
I know everyone who's played the ones before are really excited about Mass Effect 3. Which should be coming out in 2 days, approximately.
Yeah, it's gonna be on the 6th.
Yeah, so a lot of people are excited about that. But what I've heard is that this Mass Effect has multiplayer. Do you think that multiplayer will, like, kill the experience of the game? Or it would make it better than the other one? Anyone can go first.
Did you say if you feel Battlefield will kill the experience or something like that?
Okay, I'm going to repeat what Katami said because I guess it's going to take a while for some of you guys to get accustomed to her voice. Yeah. She's our local animatrix, so I'm going to just kind of reiterate what she said there. Mass Effect 3 is coming out, right? It's a long-running series from Mass Effect 1 to Mass Effect 2, and this is the third one, right? It's one of my favorite series by far. But quite frankly, Mass Effect 3 is going to have multiplayer in it. what Katami is asking, Mass Effect 1 and 2 did not have multiplayer. What she's asking is that, would it kill the experience of Mass Effect, as Mass Effect is a RPG, which is a role-playing game? That's what she's asking. So you guys can go out, come last. Yes.
I don't think so. You know, it should be more fun as it's multiplayer, because it can have like your friend come and run through the game with you. So I don't think it could be bored or something like that. But I don't think that would affect the gameplay or anything like that. But I think it should be much more fun than Mass Effect 1 and 2. Well, it's obvious if you're bringing out a later version game, it should be harder than the first and the second version. So that's my take on Mass Effect.
Will it be multiplayer only, or will it have the single mode still available?
It still has a single player.
Well, yeah, there will be. That will expand it completely, because it's like a whole different dimension of the game you add into it. You'll get more fans and you'll get more people. Like, you know, if you can't no, the way how the world is now, people, they don't have time to like gather in groups and stuff. So if you get in multiplayer, you it's internet, right?
Yeah, it's online multiplayer.
Right. That will increase the gaming experience dramatically.
Okay. I guess, should I go first, or?
Yeah, you should go. I'll just go last.
Okay, what I'm going to say is, quite frankly, as a big Mass Effect fan, as someone who has actually played both games, I don't know if you guys have ever played Mass Effect 1 and 2. Mass Effect 1 and 2 were awesome, still are awesome single-player experiences. And I'm a big RPG fan, as you guys will get to know, or probably know already, those who know me well. I play mostly role-playing games. And quite frankly, role-playing games tend to be better when you're playing by yourself. Those tend to be games you want to play by yourself. You don't really want someone messing with your stuff, you know. And they do...
True that.
That is true.
Greedy gamers.
No, we're not really. We're just being real. We're being realistic. Come on, seriously. Let's take it, for instance, I had Pokemon Colosseum on my GameCube, and I loaned my memory card to a certain person who is on this podcast right now, and this certain person did my save file, and then when I came back from my memory card, and I was like, dude, I came to play Pokemon. Didn't say anything. When I reached back home, I'm like, holy crap, where's my save file? And then what I would see is on my profile, when I load the game, I see Max and other Pokemon that don't belong to me. Right? So I'm like, no, this can't be right. You know? But it was. Anyway, so to say, I find RPGs tend to be single-player games. It's kind of the games you want to play by yourself, because they're stories. And I don't think you read stories in groups, unless, of course, you're a teacher and you're reading to five-year-olds or something like that. Most likely, you're going to read a story by yourself, and you're going to want to understand what's going on in the story. Multiplayer, I feel, for Mass Effect is probably going to kill the experience, because other than that, too, the multiplayer has content in it that you're not getting in the single player. And, yeah, you can get the content by playing the multiplayer, but some people just don't want to play multiplayer, mainly me. I don't have time for multiplayer and all that kind of stuff. I have time to just play a single-player game, and once I've done with the story, I'm not going to play it a second time, most likely. I've only played one game a second, multiple time, and I think that's Pokemon, right? Oh, no, two, Golden Sun and Pokemon, right? So, quite frankly, I am not going to do that, and I don't want to play multiplayer in that. I've played multiplayer in Call of Duty and stuff like that, and Gears of War, and games like that, but I don't want to play Mass Effect multiplayer. Mass Effect is supposed to be a story. And that's going to kill it to me. I don't want to lose content because I don't want to play the multiplayer. So I'm probably going to be forced into playing this piece of crap multiplayer. Yes. So, yeah, that's my point of view, I guess.
That was such a rant.
Yeah, it was a rant.
Well, for me, I love RPGs. But I also love MMORPGs. I think I've played almost every MMORPG here. And I like the point of view of, like, having other people to do stuff with. So I don't think it'll be that bad. I don't think it would kill the experience. I think it'll be, like, it'll be really nice to do quests together with other friends and stuff. Like, you don't get to hole up in your room and play all the day by yourself. You get some social, you know, interaction going on there.
Hey, from so coming from the antisocial podcast. Yes, because you, our antisocial host today, because is actually telling us we should be more social. Wow.
You see, but I like to be social, not all the time, but
right.
I like to be social. And you still have single player for when you want to be anti-social, so you can just, it'll be fun.
I'm going to lose content. You've never played Mass Effect 1, even though that's your homework from one of our podcasts, but...
Yes, that's my homework.
And you haven't gotten around to it because you're playing Skyrim, I'm guessing.
Yes, and an MMO. I'm playing
yes. Yes,
I'm playing Aeon.
That shows the importance that Katami shows to when I give her advice on something.
Sorry.
What I'm saying is that, quite frankly, as I was saying before, for those who played Mass Effect, I guess will probably see my point of view because of the fact that you've played the game and you know what the experience is. It's not a normal MMO. A normal RPG, sorry. I'll tell you that. Mass Effect is... You gotta play Mass Effect to know Mass Effect. You can't speak of Mass Effect unless you know Mass Effect. It's kind of like, you know, you can't speak about the Fight Club. I think that's in a movie or something like that. Is that a parody from a movie, I guess? But yeah, I guess that's kind of how it is. But Katami needs to get back on with the podcast, so I am going to be silent again. Katami.
Wow, you're very good at going back on topic.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, well, I guess that's everyone's point of view on that. And it's time for the listener question. We only got one. I mean, come on, guys. You need to, like, ask us stuff. Seriously. We need stuff to do. Anyways. this is from Ian in the group. And he is asking about games that he thinks is underrated in his list. The first one is Brave Fencer Musashi for the PS1. Shadow of the Colossus for the PS2 and Otogi Myth of Demons for Xbox. And I guess I have to agree that they're underrated because I've never heard of any one of those games before. But what do you guys think about these games?
I have never heard of them ever.
You guys have never heard of Shadow of the Colossus?
Nothing.
Kyron?
Never even played it, never heard of it.
Okay, I'm gonna say out of the games that Ian mentioned, out of those, Shadow of the Colossus is the only one I've heard of, but I've never heard of the... Actually, I've heard of Otogi, I think, because I heard of that from Levy, who's in the Button Smashers. Levy's a big fan of that, I think. I hope I'm not wrong and I'm mentioning it as a different game, but Otogi, I think, is one of the games, and he's mentioned it really good. It's really good, you know. Shadow Class is also a sleeper game, I guess, you know. But, yeah, I guess we have a lot of underrated games that we never hear about, you know. I guess we really need to get to know our underrated games, you know. Final.
Dinner Horizon. Mm-hmm. Okay, from the mainstream stuff.
Exactly.
Fast Effect 3 for kids.
Yeah, you guys need to play Mass Effect 3. If you guys have PCs with serious power or Xbox 360 or PS3, get Mass Effect 3. If you've never played the ones before, get 1, 2, and 3 and play all those games over a weekend or a week, you know, grow an epic beard, you know, neglect everything else and just Mass Effect out. If you're underage, don't do that. You have school.
Or if you're of age, you have university, so, yeah.
No, quit school. Just if you're of the age of university, just, like, you know, duck school for a few weeks, no.
No.
Come for a few classes and stuff. Mass Effect is really important. You know, if you have a job, quit your job. Tell your boss, man, hey, here's what, I'm playing Mass Effect, I'll come back Monday. Well, next Monday, yes.
Or the Monday after.
Or the Monday after, if you're really school gaming. I'm just kidding, guys. Anyway, tell me, guys, I guess, because I spoke to everybody else. Did everyone else speak before me?
I think, yeah, everyone were like, they have no idea what these games are.
Okay.
Well, I'm sorry, Ian. You need to advertise these games more in the group so everyone can know what they are about.
What I'm gonna do for Ian is I'm gonna make a segment on the show where we'll always talk about some underrated game. We'll just bring it up. We'll talk about an underrated game that's flown on the radar and no one has heard about it, and it's actually a pretty good game. Right? So, Tam, you can take back, I guess, the truth.
Okay. And next topic, which is a topic very close to my heart, is about the time limits that will be incorporated on MMOs. Like, MMOs usually are made in Korea, and then they're like broadened out to other regions and translated and stuff. And do Koreans think that too much people are dying from playing too much MMOs? So they're gonna make time limits so that you have a certain amount of time per day, well, your account has a certain amount of time that it can be online in that game per day. So, for instance, you might be able to play only 4 hours max, and then you get kicked out until the next day. Like, do you guys think that's a good idea, or that will just, like, lose a lot of players?
Terrible. Terrible, terrible idea. There are these guys who play MMORPGs, like, non-stop for weeks, months at a time. 4 hours every day is not enough.
Yeah, people live on mistakes.
I disagree. I find these MMO people need to see a gym. They need to I'm not discriminating, guys, don't hate on me, but quite frankly, I'm not saying everybody who plays MMOs are people who need to see a gym, I guess. Because Katami plays MMOs and Katami is quite awesome. But what I'm saying is that MMO people need to learn to get your act together, in the sense of a game is supposed to be a recreational thing to do, you know, like sports or running or something like that. I don't think you run all day, or I don't think you do sports all day, like swim all day, you know, unless it's some kind of fish or something, you know. So quite frankly, what I'm saying is that you need to, like, give certain time for specific things and don't play game all day. 4 hours is good enough time to play an MMO. You know, I mean, it's kind of sad that they have to limit people and all that kind of stuff. But, come on, some of these people are dicks. I find they should just, like, mark the people who play way too long. Instead of just marking everybody, as it? Mark those who play way too long and cut their time. Make sure, here's what, you playing too much game, take a break, you know. Go and do something. Read a book. Eat some cornflakes, you know.
Yeah, but that is their audience. That is who they make MMOs for.
Yeah, but they're
people
trying to
who have no
them.
Life.
They're trying to keep them to get alive because they're dying. That's what Katami just said. They're dying from sitting down there and not eating food or something.
And if they do that, they'll also lose gamers, farm on their sites and all kind of stuff like that. So it could be bad.
No.
I think you can take a break, man. I really think that. I mean, quite frankly, I'm speaking from this as an MMO hater, so quite frankly, I hate MMOs, guys. I don't like MMOs because they take up too much time, and I don't have that much time on my hands. So, yeah, anyway. Anyone else could continue from here or not? I've already said my call.
I hear this, right?
Sorry. Go ahead,
Katami.
No, you go on. I can go last. Then
I just want to draw an example to Q, right?
Mm-hmm.
See, like, if you're selling this product, right, Q, would you like somebody to take a break from buying your product?
If I am selling a product and my customers are dying from eating my product or using my product, I am going to tell you take a break, you know, if you're overdoing it. Because if you die, that means, here's what, when my product comes out again, you're not going to get any because you're a dead person. So that means I can't get your sale. I can't get your money.
Yeah, you only saying that now. You study the profit and the product. You're not gonna tell no customers, hey, don't buy my product no more. Take a break. You're not gonna say that. You study the profit. At the end of the day, it's all about business.
You see, that's the difference. I've got a heart, you know, and stuff like that. You know, I'm a sentimental person and stuff like that. You know, I cry at night and shit. You know, in a corner when no one sees me and shit and stuff like that. You know. Just kidding, by the way. Q don't cry. Q's awesome like that. But my friend Green. Yeah, I mean, if you're a business and you're gonna, you know, you're gonna lose your clientele to debt, and you know you're not gonna see their money again. I mean, they're taking a break from not playing your stuff to just stay alive a little bit longer is better than they dying tomorrow from playing way too much, and then you see no more money in the future.
And trust me, people who play MMOs, they spend a lot of money with their credit cards and stuff, eh?
Mm-hmm. Serious money.
Yeah. People spend a lot of money on that stuff. So I think by cutting down on people's time, trust me, they're going to lose a huge, huge amount of fans.
They should open MMO rehab, like drug rehab, because it's like a drug. And like, let's just say we're in MMO rehab right now, and I come into MMO rehab, I'm like, oh, hello, hi, I'm Q, and I'm an MMO addict. And then you guys would say, as in shows, how would you say it? You guys have to say hi, Q, and like in sync.
Hi,
Q.
And then I'd be like, oh yeah, I've been addicted for like months and stuff like that. I haven't eaten anything at all, and I've been just playing MMO straight, you know. And then the person in charge of the rehab would say something like, Katami.
What? I would say why.
I'm trying to improv. Yeah, you guys suck. The person would probably say, like, let's just say the person would say, well, Q, nice to meet you, all that kind of crap. And then they'll be like, okay, guys, you need to stop playing MMOs. They are killing you. You need to go and play some RPGs like Mass Effect. And then everybody will be like, oh, damn, I didn't know they were RPGs before. All right, I can actually take a break from this and have a life. So, MMO gamers don't have lives. Sorry, by the way, guys. I'm not discriminating. That I just don't like MMOs, and quite frankly, other than the fact I don't like them, I find those who play way too much. I mean, any game can be fun and all that kind of stuff on a serious note, but if you don't know how to manage your priorities and you're dying because of something that's bad for you, and you should, then somebody else should manage you because you don't know how to manage your own time. Right, so, yeah, Katami, you can go. I guess that's me.
I don't think, like, RPGs are that much better, because, honestly, when I got Fable for Xbox, I stayed up, like, 3 days straight just to beat it. So, it's still not really big of a difference with, like, time control and stuff. But MMO is, like, it's hard, because usually you have to be a cash-up player to be good at that game. Or you have to spend a lot of time in that game to be good. For instance, when I was playing Life of Fun, it's an MMO, like, when you level up, you get, like, no, I mean, when you're, like, killing monsters and stuff for experience, sometimes you get, like, 0.01 experience. So you have to kill, like, a lot to get level, because you need, like, 99.99% level, right? So it takes a lot of your time, and then you need to, like, sell stuff, and you might leave your account online, like, overnight selling stuff so you can make money and stuff. So it's really bad, and I think that people wouldn't play those games that have time limits. Like, right now, there's Digimon, the online version of Digimon, and I don't think a lot of people play it because you can only play for 2 hours a day before you get kicked out, and no one really wants to play because it's not fun. Like, limited. I mean, we could manage ourselves, right?
It's like having a mother online, you know, net nanny kind of thing. Nobody wants that.
It's so bad.
Wow. Okay, I guess so. Still in MMOs.
Tell me when Mass Effect she come out. You're not going to play that game for more than 4 hours.
Well, I am going to lock myself in my room for a few days and finish it, but that's just me. I'm going to do that, but I manage my own time. I'm my own boss, so I don't have to answer to anyone, and quite frankly, when I'm done with that game, I'm done with that game. So, yeah, I'll play it for a lot longer than 3 hours, but I'm not going to die because of playing Mass Effect 3, am I?
Well, not everyone you know, awesome like you, as he still always says, you know.
Not just says, we know this all to be true.
Yes, we do. Now we know if this podcast doesn't get as much listeners, it's because I'm not as awesome, okay? Anyway. Moving on, so there is this game called Darksiders 2. It's like the sequel to Darksiders, and it'll be released in June this year. So, I'm wondering if it's like another clone of God of War, for the people that play God of War and knows God of War, or if it's like a standalone, if it's like by itself. What do you guys think? Oh, by the way, it will be for the Wii also, the Wii U, whatever that is.
Awesome console.
So, what do you guys think about Darksiders 2? If you've heard of it.
Oh God, come on guys, Marshmallow, you go first, come on. You guys need to, when Tommy says anyone, one of you guys pick up your throne and say something. I'm just gonna like, I'm gonna like boot you guys, you know, like
seriously. Yeah, but like, I'm heard of that, Darksiders.
Well, so you haven't heard of Darksiders, that's good. Kyron?
Nope. Haven't heard of Darksiders.
Where's you people? Come on. I came up with that topic. Okay, I'm going to speak about it from the topic that I came up with, right? Darksiders originally came out on the Xbox, it came out on PC, Xbox 360, and I think PS3, I'm not sure. But quite frankly, it came out back in 2010 and was a sleeper hit. The reason why this topic was put into the podcast was because of Ian's comment. This is a sleeper game. So this is actually the part of the podcast where we're speaking about games that people haven't heard of before, right? This game was a sleeper hit. It's similar to God of War in some ways, right? And some people think it's like a God of War clone, which is actually not, because Darksiders is awesome. I mean, not that God of War isn't awesome, but it's okay, I guess. I wouldn't say awesome, but okay. You know, Darksiders is awesome, by the way. And Darksiders 2 is supposed to come out in June, as Kitami said, and it's going to be a really nice game. So I guess it's going to be a really nice game, because the first Darksiders you played as War, who's one of the four horsemen of the apocalypse. If you guys know of the apocalypse, I guess it's, what is it? Is it Greek mythology or something like that? I can't remember. It's
Judeo-Christian.
All right, cool. That's good. Right. And the four horsemen of the apocalypse are, I think it's Death. Does anyone know? Because I don't want to call it wrong.
Death, War, Famine, and Pestilence.
All right, good. Right. The first game you played as War. He was one of the horsemen of the apocalypse, and he was framed for some kind of thing, right? I'm not going to spoil it, because those who haven't played, I recommend you go and get it for PC, Xbox 60, or whatever you have. If you have nothing else that can play, go and get something that can play, right? Darksiders is really good. Part 2 now is supposed to be coming out, and you're not going to be playing as War anymore. You're going to be playing as Brother, Death. And Death looks like a serious badass, right? I'm going to actually upload a video of this game on the on Button Smasher so you guys can actually see it. Check my video out, right? You people who don't actually check stuff. Anyway, Darksiders, the sleeper hit, it's supposed to come out this year. Some people think it's going to be a God of War clone. Some people think not. I'm in the group of people who think not. I think Darksiders is going to be awesome. Kitami, you have anything to say concerning that? Oh, should I? You'd be saying, "Phew, okay, that's it."
What?
I'm done ranting. You can go
on. I actually never heard of Darksiders, so I have no idea. But we heard your views, so I guess everyone can look up this after they hear it and check it out. Someone was saying something?
No, I was saying that how it proved the point that how nobody knows about it.
Nobody except you.
Everybody was silent.
It should be a 0.0.
Actually, put a high rating.
Okay. So, moving on to, I hope, a mutual topic here. Anime and manga. So, what are you guys currently reading or watching? But you only have like 5 max, you can say. So who wants to go first?
I'll go first. I am currently keeping up with Naruto because it's bad, yeah. The manga bad, the anime. That anime, the amount of fillers that had.
God, that.
Too much fillers, Jesus. At a point in time, I thought they would have stopped the fillers, then they come back, and it's like, yeah. What else I'm watching recently? Well, I was keeping up with Bleach, but Bleach started to die a bit. The content and it started to die down.
How far have you reached in Bleach, Marshman?
I really got into Bleach when Aizen has started to make.
No, that's not the comment I asked. Like, what I'm asking is, how far have you reached in the manga? How far are you in it?
Oh no, I talk about the anime.
Are you talking about the anime?
Yeah.
How far the anime have you reached?
Right when Aizen died.
Quit that manga, no. Quit the anime now. The rest of it is shit. Everything that's after that shit. Quit.
I know,
no.
Yeah.
Aizen get out, was... no, save yourself.
Yeah.
That was all the man from the all the excitement.
No. I hear they're saying this shit long time and how we're supposed to dead long time. Tide Kubo now announcing that how, you know, he cutting it. And people rejoicing, so you know it was bad. Yeah. I'm watching Pokemon Black and White. It's going good. It keeps the game alive, you know. It's the normal thing. You wouldn't imagine that Team Rocket get good. Not good in a good way, but badass kind of.
Seriously?
Seriously.
Oh, that's too much Pokemon.
No, like, you know, to protect the world, you know, then and that again, they, you know, they efficient, they like James Bond, so if you can believe that. They make an attempt, a concerted attempt, you know. It's not like the old times.
Right. I am going to start by watching Pokemon.
That's about it currently.
All right, Marshmallow, that's cool. Actually, I'm not supposed to be saying this, Katami.
I was just thinking the same thing. I'm like, oh, it's supposed to be me, but Q forgot. Anyway, so, Kyron?
At the moment, not too much anime watching I'm doing because at work at the moment, but I started watching back Kenshin because that's an anime I never get to finish watching on. So I started back watching Kenshin and the episodes in Naruto because someone convinced me to start watching Naruto. So Naruto and Kenshin is the only two animes at the moment right now. I must be a fan.
You know, to have the live action Kenshin coming out, right?
And it'll be awesome.
Very much.
From what I've seen so far.
You guys like Kenshin?
Yeah, everyone does.
But nobody will talk about it anyway, because I figure people think it's a long time anime. I don't really hear anybody talking about Battleside anymore and stuff.
But it's like a constant in anime consciousness, you know? Kenshin will always be there, you know?
Indeed.
I mean, if it could show on TTT, people down here know that.
Okay, this is a long silence. Katami, you need to prompt me. I am actually waiting for you to prompt me, actually. You know, that's really long silence.
Aww.
Prompt me, Katami, like I do.
It's so mean.
I know I'm mean.
Thank you. It's your turn to let us know your awesomeness.
All right, let's hear the awesomeness and what he likes. All right, so generally speaking right now, I'm reading One Piece. As everyone knows, number one manga on the planet. Full 10 points.
That has still disturbed me for some reason.
Marshmallow, I how would I say, what's the word I want to use? I can't think of it right now.
No, but a lot of your guests have noticed that how it wasn't on the top, you know? I was like, when I heard like it was the top in like the world, I was like, wow, okay.
You need to read the manga.
Like, I need to start reading it.
Forget the anime, read the manga, right? The anime will not catch you, as I always say. Read the manga of One Piece, start with volume 1, and go straight up to volume 3. By the time you're in volume, by the time you're done volume 1, you should be hooked. If you're not hooked by volume 1, then power 3 till you reach 3. By the time you're in 3, you're stuck. You can't, you'll have to continue, because the story just gets better and better. I don't care how good Naruto is. Naruto is really good, and I still read the manga, because that's my second one. But One Piece, you know how sometimes Naruto might have a bad episode or a bad manga chapter that just doesn't seem like a good chapter, or
yeah.
Bleach just right now just going bad.
Mm.
One Piece has never had a bad chapter. Every chapter has been awesome, even the filler chapters. And I'm telling you, the writer writes filler chapters, dude. His filler chapters are actually interesting. You know, you actually want to know, because you're actually getting backstory and some of the characters and stuff like that. His fillers don't tend to be filler. They tend to be backstory, you know? So, the dude is just... One Piece is awesome. If you've not read One Piece...
Okay, so how much of the manga to read before I get hooked?
Just read up to volume 1. If you're not hooked by volume 1, read till you reach volume 3. By the time you're there, you should be hooked.
Okay, cool.
Right? By the way, you have over 652 chapters, or 63, I think. I haven't updated my anime list account yet right now, because I'm reading this off my anime list account. Those of you who are not on my anime list, I recommend you join the site, add me, LP Guardian, and make your list, and you can see what I'm watching and what I've watched before, and you can actually find... I'm advertising what?
I said shameless advertising.
Yes, that is advertising. So, quite frankly, you can actually see my list, and you can find stuff that I like, and you can actually say, oh, I actually like this show, I've seen this show before. Or you might see a show and say, if Q likes this, maybe I might like it, you know? So, quite frankly, I'm going to continue my list, even though I've ranted about One Piece for a while. So, One Piece, Naruto, I'm reading those right now. I'm also reading a manga called, I swear I can pronounce his name properly, because I'm not as good as Konami pronouncing Japanese words and stuff like that. It's called Nozuki Anna, I think, if I'm pronouncing correctly. Nozuki Anna. I'm reading that, right? And I have more than I'm reading right now, like, because there are 10 manga I'm reading right now, but I'm not going to call all of them because of the fact that I want to call at least two anime that I'm watching right now. Right now, I'm watching Infinite Stratos right now. So that is there on my list. I think I'm on episode 5 right now. I'll power through it at some point. And I'm supposed to be watching an anime called, I don't know, this is a movie? Oh, no, this is a series. Oh, my God. It's I'm supposed to be watching an anime called, I'm just gonna say it. It's called some Oni-chan no Katunaka. I'm not gonna. It starts with Oni-chan. I'm skipping this one. I have others that I'm supposed to be reading. You know, I'm supposed to be watching Fairy Tail. Yeah, I'm supposed to be watching Fairy Tail. So I'll probably get back to that or something like that. Yeah. But the only one anime I'm watching right now is Infinite Stratos. And right now means the last time I watched it was like about 2 weeks back.
Wow.
So yeah, that's my list, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, mine is Naruto. And I'm still behind everyone. Everyone's like, you know, waiting for episodes to come out or waiting for chapters to come out. And I'm still struggling behind. I'll catch up eventually. I'm watching Bleach somewhat, because I hear that it really sucks now, but I hear that it's gonna end, so I just want to finish it, I guess. And I'm watching Fairy Tail, Guilty Crown, and Persona 4. Those are pretty good anime, but they're like new, and I think Persona was a game, a video game, and now it's like an anime, and it's been like follow the story of the guy you always name in the game. And I'll catch up eventually. I'm too busy playing Skyrim to anime. So eventually, like maybe in the summer or something, if I finish Skyrim, I'll play it. Well, I mean, I'll watch it. Yeah, I'm thinking of Skyrim, I'm like, I'll play it. Anyway, I guess that's it. And we're gonna move on to a topic that I actually came up with while I was playing Mario Kart.
Pause there, Katami.
Wait.
I'm taking over from, I'm going to take over just for a moment, actually, because I saw you skipped up a topic. I was waiting to see if you did get it, but you didn't notice. So I'm going to have to do this because this is part of the podcast, actually. Today's podcast is going to be a little bit different, right? The topic that Katami skipped was, we have some informative gaming-related content lined up. So what I would like you to do is introduce yourself, your name, your company, what do you guys do? All right, so you can start now.
All right. Well, my name is Keston, right? I am the chairman of Deep Dark Gaming, right? D-A-R-K.
Mm-hmm.
Dark Gaming Incorporated, right? What we do is we promote gaming tournaments, events, however you want to put it.
Mm-hmm.
And
you can not to cut you off, but you promote gaming tournaments where exactly?
At the location of the tournament?
No. What country do you promote the gaming tournaments in?
Trinidad and Tobago.
All right, good. All right, you can continue.
And that's basically
the introduction to the company.
Yeah, that's basically.
Okay, cool. So you're trying to sort of get professional gaming done in Trinidad and Tobago as it's done in the States and other countries and stuff like that, meaning bring up the class of gamers in our country.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So nice thing there. So explain your you guys have upcoming tournament that's coming up, which is, I think, what is the date for that tournament?
It is the 24th and the 25th. The 24th and the 25th of March.
24th and 25th of March. All right. What games would you guys be having at the tournament?
Okay. On the 24th, which is the Saturday, it will be Call of Duty, right? Modern Warfare 3.
Mm-hmm.
Four players, 4v4, four players versus four players. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Mortal Kombat 9, and there's a new Mortal Kombat. Right? Very bloody. Super Smash Brothers Brawl.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the three games we have lined up for that's Saturday the 24th March. Right? Right? And the time those games will start is 9 a.m.
Right, 9 a.m. in the morning. Okay, that's a pretty early tournament.
It's a Saturday. Well, you know how we say in Trinidad, Trinity time is anytime.
All right, that's that.
Right. We advertise. All we normally do is we advertise it a little early to give people time to reach.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, we give them a 2 hour span to reach the tournament because people have to travel and you know, Trinidad traffic. Okay. Right. On the Sunday, that's Sunday, 25th March, right, we have Gears of War 3. Right.
Awesome game, by the way.
Ultimate. Marvel vs. Capcom 3 and FIFA 12. Basically, three games on each day.
Okay, yeah? Let's see. If I can work this out in my head correctly, you save two of the best games, well, the two best games for the last day, and you just shuffle in everything else on the other day, because Gears of War and FIFA are the two best games I've played so far. And I'm speaking purely objectively because I'm a fan of board games. So.
Okay.
Right.
That's your very opinionated, isn't it?
Yes, that's my opinion, and my opinion is gold, so. So those are the two games that, so that's your tournament date and everything like that. What is the, what are the rules for your tournament according, because a lot of gamers I've been to one of your tournaments before and stuff like that, and rules tend to change at some occasions and stuff like that. What are the rules for the tournament so people who listen and can hear the rules and stuff like that, so they can know, here's what, don't come and beg someone to say, here's what, change this rule because I suck at this. What are the rules?
All right. The rules are as follows, right? Basically, is we have a maximum limit that we plan to have at the tournament, like 16 teams, right?
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, The format is four players versus four players, right? In a double elimination, right?
Right.
The game type that people will be playing is capture the flag, right? The boat finals in the format we use, right? They are basically two set of finals, right? The losers finals and the winners finals, okay?
Right.
And from the losers finals and the winners finals, the two winners will play in the grand finals, okay? And in the three final rounds, three game types will be played to determine the champion, basically, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. These three game types are capture the flag, kill confirmed, and domination.
Right.
And the time limit for each match, that is 10 minutes. 10 minutes every game that will be played throughout the tournament.
Right.
Right. The game is going to be the game type rules for capture the flag. Right. The maps we are limited to is Sea Town, Dome, Arkaden, Pahat, and Lockdown.
Alright.
Well, the score is unlimited.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Basically, the time whatever the score is, when the time runs out, that will be the winner. Right?
Okay.
I'm not too sure of the respawn time. The respawn time that people will be when they die, how long the time will have to wait to respawn.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if it's 7.5 is the limit. I think 7.5 seconds is the least amount of time. I can't remember if it's 5 seconds or 7.5 seconds, something like that. But
okay.
the least amount of respawn time, which I believe is 5 seconds, will be allotted as respawn time. Kill streaks will be disabled, death streaks will be disabled.
Sweet.
Spectating only limited to the team.
Okay? Mm-hmm.
Tony.
So someone who's on another team can't sit back and watch your team play.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So they can't come up with strategies for you. That's
yeah,
nice.
And be selling out the opponent. Hardcore mode disabled, friendly fire disabled. Kill cam, we allow the kill cam.
Oh. Okay.
Ban weapons, perks and attachments, right?
Mm-hmm.
Riot shield is one of the banned weapons.
Right.
Banned weapons, basically. Grenade launchers, rocket, any type of grenade launchers. Sometimes grenade launchers come as attachments.
Yeah.
Right? All grenade launchers are banned.
So if you have a loadout that uses grenade launchers, you have to change it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Rocket launchers / RPGs.
Uh-huh.
Right. Tactical insertion.
Mm-hmm.
A kill and recon.
Okay.
Right? So those are the banned weapons, perks / attachments, right?
All right.
And that's basically all the rules there for
Call of Duty.
Call of Duty. Please, I wanna stress. Please bring your own controllers, because we don't want people complaining that, hey, this controller working, da da da.
Actually, I did hear some people complain about that last time, but it's a good thing I walked with my controller in my backpack, so that was cool.
Open your personal controller, so we cannot be a fault if the controller isn't working properly.
And it makes sense too as well, because if you're coming to a tournament and you don't know the controls, I don't think you should, you really want to come to a tournament and you can't really play the controls and stuff like that, you know, because you don't own a controller like it, so most likely you're not that good at it either way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing.
Right. Basically, the Call of Duty will be played on the Xbox 360, right?
Mm-hmm.
The console. Right?
And
we are trying to get converters to convert to for PlayStation 3 users.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If the order comes in on time, there will be the converter. The converters will be available.
What does the converter do?
The converter converts the Xbox 360. No, well, basically it allows you to
play between Xbox 360 and PS3.
It allows you to put in the PS3 controller into the Xbox 360.
And play multiplayer. Here's the thing I'd like to ask you, right? if someone does not come with a controller, will a controller be provided for them?
Yes, yeah.
So a controller will be provided for those who just don't have a controller and still want to come?
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on to another game. I think we have a lot on Call of Duty so far, and we're already on 10 minutes, so let's start.
Yeah, it's going to be one of the longest rules. That's the longest, so I'll put it this. Right? Okay, next, this is on Saturday, 24th March, 9 a.m. Right, this is Mortal Kombat. Right? Mm-hmm. New Mortal Kombat 9. The maximum amount of players you're looking for is 32 players, right, for this game, right?
Mm-hmm.
Again, the console is Xbox 360, right? Again, computers, you'll try to provide the computers if you get the computers in time.
Right.
Again, the format is double elimination. No downloadable characters allowed.
Right.
DLC, otherwise known. The time limit, infinite, no time limit. Best of the three matches, finals will be up to three rounds. The first three rounds win, right?
Mm-hmm.
These are best out of five. Yeah, so five.
Right.
And one round, each round consists of three matches, basically. It will be explained in further at the tournament if people don't understand. All right. Next up is Smash Brothers Brawl, Super Smash Brothers Brawl. Right. Okay, this is Saturday, 24th March. Right. System Nintendo Wii.
Sweet.
32 players maximum. The only item that will be allowed to be used is the Smash Ball. Right.
What about the controls? Will you have to use the remote, or can you choose between GameCube and remote?
You can choose your option.
All right. Are those controls going to be provided as well, or you have to work with your
controls? Controls will be provided.
Okay.
The both controls, the Nintendo GameCube controller and the Nintendo Wii controller. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, you can continue.
Gears of War, the next up, Gears of War 3.
Uh-huh.
Right, this is on the Sunday. Right, I stress on the Sunday, not the Saturday. Gears of War 3, Sunday, the 25th March. Xbox 360, because this is an Xbox 360 exclusive title. I'm not even sure if Converters will work. Because of the Xbox 360 exclusive title, I'm not sure. Maybe not.
Mm-hmm.
Again, 4v4, because it's a multiplayer game. 4v4,
right.
Double elimination, game type, execution, time limit, 5 minutes. Bring your own controller.
One thing, weapon loadouts. Now, I'm a Gears of War player. I hardcore play Gears. And I play with a Torkoal right now. That's my favorite weapon. Am I going to be able to use the Torkoal if it's on a map that loads out with it? Or am I restricted not to use it?
All weapons are allowed. All.
Okay, so I cannot expect people set to explode.
Loadout. Yeah. Custom loadouts.
Okay, cool. That is good because I do intend to take my talk, but to a lot of people said, I guess I gotta get some practice done because I haven't played Gears in quite a while. But I intend to get some practice in, you know, just to come down there, probably shoot a few people, you know, that kind of stuff, I guess.
Next up, we are seeing we're going under 50 minutes here.
Yeah, we are going to 50 minutes.
Well, I guess the editing will deal with that. Okay. Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3. Again, this is Sunday, not Saturday. Sunday, the 25th March. Marvel vs. Capcom 3. 32 players maximum, we're expecting. Well, hopefully. Xbox 60, converters may be provided. Again, double elimination, that's the format. No downloadable characters allowed. Time limit infinite. Best out of three matches, right? The finals will be up to three rounds, one round consisting of first to three wins, right?
All right.
FIFA 12. This is again, it was on the Sunday, 25th March. The console is Xbox 360. 32 players maximum as your roster. Computers will be provided again. Double elimination is the format. 5 minutes. 5 minutes per half. Right, only teams, slash clubs, or however you want to put it.
Right, clubs.
Right, no international teams. And, of course, the winning 11 team is banned. Right?
Oh, right, good.
Substitutions, right, you can only pause the game. You can only pause the game if you are in possession of the ball. If the goalkeeper is in possession of the ball, sorry.
Right.
Or the ball is out of play. That's the only time you could pause the game. I think I was listening to one of your podcasts and you were saying that
someone paused to answer their cell phone during a match.
And you were supposed to call one of the officials and tell them.
Well, there was an official overlooking the match and all that kind of stuff, but I was just like, oh my god, whatever, you know. I guess it was an experience. As I say, it was an experience and all that kind of stuff. I guess you're putting stuff in, to prevent that this time, so we won't have anyone pausing to answer their cell phone or take calls on stuff during the tournament, I guess.
Right.
You know.
Again, the pausing only allowed if the ball is out of play or if the goalkeeper is in possession of the ball. Right? And it has to be the person's goalkeeper who is pausing the game.
Right.
Defending. Okay, we had a little problem with the defending last time. People were like, they want to use the legacy, they want to use the tactical. So this time around, just allowing anything goes.
Okay. Defending.
Anything to be defending, tactical or legacy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nations, no custom formations.
Right.
That is any form of obscene allowed on the podcast.
Right. What do you mean if obscene language is allowed in it?
Yeah.
Well, you can use language, but as I always say, please use it in context. If you're going to use language, use it in context, and I'm going to have to label the episode as explicit. So if you're going to use it, don't just use it because you want to.
No tactical defending allowed, please. I will try and avoid. No custom formation because that is a kind of pain in the ass. Right? Basically. Bring your own controllers again. The console you'll be using at Xbox 60, we will try to provide the converters again for the PlayStation 3 users. And that's basically it. That's all the games here. 6 games, 2 dates.
Lots of fun.
Registration, $60. That is for each single player game. The multiplayer games, $400 for the registration.
As a team?
As a team. 4 right. Players versus 4.
Okay, cool. That's really nice.
Mm-hmm.
What are the prizes at this tournament? What are people winning? What are they coming out to get? Should they be excited for? Should their hearts be bubbling?
If we get the expected turnout as the 32 players and so forth, the prize will be $3,600. That is for the both multiplayer games. $3,600 first prize.
Right.
Second place will get $1,400. Third place will get $1,000.
Okay. Right? Wow, that's nice. That's nice. Okay.
Once the turnout is expected.
Right? Once it is
a pot price. Basically, it's a pot price. Right.
Right. What about these single tournaments where people play like FIFA?
FIFA. There's FIFA, Mortal Kombat, Smash Brothers, and Ultimate Marvel's Capcom 3.
Mm-hmm.
That's $1,000 for this prize. $300 second prize and $200 third prize. Right? Again, the registration for these ones are only $60. Right? And that's for all the fighting games and the one sports game.
Right.
That'll be the prize. There's the prize lineup for Mortal Kombat, Super Smash Bros., Ultimate Marvel's Capcom 3, and FIFA 12.
Alright.
Again, Call of Duty and Gears of War 3, $3,600, $1,400 second place, and third place $1,000.
All right. Well, I think we've gotten enough information here to that I can use to give my listeners to get them really excited for this game coming out, this tournament coming out, because I'm personally going to be there. I know you are, and I know a lot of people who I know are going to be there as well personally. I'd like to say to everyone who's listening, I really love to see you guys there. I intend to defeat all of you. So show up with your game faces on, no tears, you know, that kind of stuff, I guess.
And I didn't give you the location.
Oh, yes. Wow, you didn't give location. People are just going to show up in space.
Location is, name of the place, name of location is Pontiac Shack.
Mm-hmm.
That is obliquely opposite Mario's in St. Augustine.
Wait a minute, is that the place where we had the tournament this time?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to explain our location because you're going to get people lost, right?
Completely opposite.
You got us lost the last time. Oh. I'm going to explain it for people. Yeah. If you know Mario's in St. Augustine, right, where Mario's is in St. Augustine, you're crossing the road, right, opposite Mario's, and you're walking up, like you're coming up towards, say, to, what's this place again, after Kirab? Tunapuna, right. Like you're walking towards Tunapuna, right? It's on your right hand side. It's after you pass the meat shop and you pass that bridge looking thing. And it's upstairs, like you're going upstairs in like an exclusive looking bar or something like that. I think it's right before you reach the barber shop, right?
Yeah.
So it's up there. Because I remember the first tournament, we got lost trying to get there. And
opposite.
Dude, that's not what I saw. We saw opposite Mario's. We reach opposite Mario's, we ask the ladies there, they said
no. I think
no.
I already put opposite on the website,
mm-hmm.
and then I updated it when I realized the mistake,
mm-hmm.
right?
You can have like a tour guide who's going to stand up the street.
Opposite. So common sense will tell you, look for the closest upstairs building.
I think what is a really nice thing to do is you can inform the people in Mario's of the tournament that is going to be held in this particular place, and if someone comes asking about where the tournament is, they can actually point them in the right direction. Because we went into Mario's and absolutely knew about something like that.
Right,
so it would be cool to do something like that. And just in case one of the people can't really find the location, they can always just pop in and say, hey, is there supposed to be some tournament here today, video gaming tournament? And then they can say, oh, right, that's those guys across there. Right?
Cool.
We can do something like that.
Cool.
All right, so I guess that's it. We have 23 minutes on us. I'm just going to have to edit out 25 minutes of podcast time, I guess, to do this. All right,
yeah.
So.
Editing for the win.
Editing for the win. Kirsten, thanks again for sharing your stuff and for actually hosting this tournament and stuff like that, that people can actually get a professional gaming experience in Trinidad and Tobago. And thanks for coming on to the podcast, I guess, you know. Button smashes for the win.
All right, and Opel. I don't know if I'll probably edit out this part. And hopefully, the Button Smashers group will be doing a live stream of the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you can probably include this in the when you're editing. The location may change, right?
Mm-hmm.
The location may change.
Right.
But
that would be
given. In the same area. It is in the same area, St. Augustine, right?
All right.
It is a little.
Is that the location we spoke about before?
Yeah, the same location. Near Chain. Right? The name of I wouldn't be able to give the name because we are not confirmed yet. It's a little lower down, closer to.
To Kirab.
Kirab.
What we would do is, as the tournament gets closer and stuff like that, I'll keep making posts concerning the tournament on Button Smashers, which is to keep people informed and all that kind of stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
One thing I would like to state to everyone who's listening to this podcast, if everyone from the listeners of this podcast, everyone from Button Smashers can at least invite two people to the group will grow. As I always say, Button Smashers is a family, and we want more people, we want to know more, because every time we get new people, that means more people for the podcast, that means more fun. Right.
All right.
So
you can also check us out on Facebook. Right, that's TTGL, Trinidad and Tobago Gaming League. That's on Facebook. You also have a Twitter.
Mm-hmm. What is your Twitter? Is it the same name?
Yeah.
All right.
TTGO. All
right.
What else? The website that I just read the information from, right?
What I will do for that website, I will post the site on Button Smashers because we're running out of time. We are already on 25 minutes and 30 something seconds. So what I'll do is I'll post that on the site, right? Because I'm going to cut this recording here, right? Kesson, as I said, thanks for it's nice to have you on. Thanks again, and we're getting back to the podcast, I guess. All right, Kutam, you can continue from there.
Okay, what?
Don't worry, you'll hear it when the podcast is going on.
I get it now. I was playing Mario Kart, and it just occurred to me that I think since I've started gaming, Mario's always been around. So even before I started gaming. And every year there's like a new Mario game or a new Mario with somebody game or Mario Party or Mario something. Like, will Mario ever die or will he just be like immortal and just come back every year? What do you guys think?
Hello, it's
me, Mario. No, Mario's immortal. He'll always be there. And that's sorry. Every incarnation Nintendo come back, Mario must come back. I don't think if Mario was going to die, he'd have died already. For real. From quite Nintendo 1 to now, yeah.
Nintendo can't kill the star of the console. How do they do that? How do they kill Mario? Mario come like the head on Nintendo right now, so guys, when it all started back from in the caveman days, Game Boy Color, Mario, one of the best games.
He paid everybody check and thing, and
yeah, so so you know, Bowser right now, Bowser not losing streak, Bowser can't kill him. So it come like if they kill Mario, Nintendo, you see, they will lose like about 75% of the fans or something like that, all for all who like Mario games. So yeah, that's my take on Mario. I don't think he will ever die or they will ever make out some kind of game for Mario today. That is just nonsense.
Thank you.
Hello, it's Mario.
Okay, I'm playing with a geek soundboard on my phone right now, and it has a lot of geeky tunes and stuff like that. Those guys who are listening to the podcast, it has a lot of cool techie stuff in it. So right now I was just playing with the Mario voice where he says it's a me Mario. All right, if you guys hear the podcast, I can't hear it practically because I have headphones on. So it has a lot of cool sound effects and stuff like that. I was just playing with it to see what you guys would think, you know, if you guys heard it or anything like that, you know. Anyway, let me talk about what Katami's actually asking me. No, Mario can't die. Mario is Mario. He's awesome. I mean, Mario is just cool, you know. I mean, just think about it. Each Mario game that has come out on the Wii has gotten a 10.0 rating on IGN and on other sites. You're telling me all these sites are wrong? And you're also telling me the people who play the games are wrong. Mario is just awesome. You know, come on, you can't get rid of something that's actually making money for you. That's not gonna happen. It's a waste of time. And as Aaron said earlier on, Mario runs Nintendo, so he signs everyone's check. If he's not signing checks and typing Mario, you know, on that check, you know, because he's manager, he's on top desk, you know, in his big office, you know, with a big hat there with M on it, you know, if he's not signing a check, how is Nintendo going to survive? How is people going to get paid and stuff like that? In proper grammar. Right? How are people going to get paid, you know, if Mario doesn't sign their checks? You know, so generally speaking, yes, Mario cannot do. He has to pay people's checks and all that kind of stuff. He's been doing it for years.
Yeah, I really enjoy Mario too. I have a lot on my PS. Even though there's one I can't beat, the one where he grows big. It's just so disgusting. But I like Mario. And I still beat Caden at Mario Kart, and it's the only game I beat Caden at, so I'm thankful for Mario existing and having Mario Kart. And yeah. What was that?
Mario
Kart and Mario Kart came out before Crash Team Racing, and
yes, it did. I believe so, at least. Yeah, it did. Crash Team is a clone of Mario Kart. Oh, sorry, I'm still playing my soundboard. Yeah, you guys continue. You can tell me.
Okay, next topic. Do you guys think that there should be remakes of games, or they're just like a waste of time and money? Like, what do you think about that?
Remakes?
Yeah, like when they bring out a game that's already out, but like for a different platform, like years after and stuff.
You know what, if it have a fan base, oh well, it had this, the big debate on why Mega Man Legends 3 couldn't come back and people ponging down the door for Capcom bringing it back. As long as the fans want it back and it will sell.
That was not a remake, Marshmallow, that was a new game.
Oh, you mean remake, like,
she means
they
remake
make a
like,
old game back?
Yeah, kind of like what they did with, kind of what they did with, what's this game again, where they brought back Zelda, Legend of Zelda,
for a newer console.
For the DS, when they brought it for the 3DS, Legend of Zelda, oh god, why isn't it in my head? I think it's Ocarina of Time? I think so. Ocarina of Time was a remake for the DS, or Metal Gear Solid Snake Eater 3D on the DS right now. On the 3DS, sorry. I'm saying this because I'm a big 3DS fan, and I'm trying to, like, get in everyone who's listening mind so that I keep hearing it with 3DS, and they'll buy one. It's like, 3DS, 3DS, 3DS.
3DS. I want the 3DS, but yeah, so you have me sold on that.
Okay, you guys aren't answering Katami's question. I mean, I was just putting something there so you can understand it. What do you think of remakes? Are they a waste of time on money, or should people, or should they continue making remakes?
As long as they have the fan base and it will sell, it should continue.
I would say kind of risky, because you don't know how they... At the end of the day, it all belongs to what the people want, sir. But at the end of the day, I would say it's kind of risky remaking something that, you know, that was already been there before. So it is a kind of risk you're taking. I don't think they will make... they could make a lot, and they mightn't make a lot. So it's a risk. At the end of the day, it's a risk you're taking. A 50-50 chance, I should say.
Indeed. Hello? I'm in, like, silence.
Thank you? It looks like your turn, right?
Yeah.
It's gonna be legend. Wait for it.
Dairy. Right, so yeah, it's gonna be legendary, what I'm gonna say right now. So, I'm still playing my songboard, as you guys can hear. As I said, Geek Songboard. I'm not advertising this for them, actually, because I'm not being paid for this. But as you guys know, I will tell you guys what I think is cool, and I find this is pretty cool, you know, because right now I can give you guys a mental fatality. Right, so, I think Use Game should come back. I think we should get remakes of some games, because there are some titles like me, I haven't finished, I never got to play Tales of the Abyss, and I'm going to be playing it on my 3DS. I never got to play any Metal Gear Solid games. I'm ashamed to say that I've never played any Metal Gear Solid game except for one I got on the GameCube, which I think was Twin Snake or something, or Snake Eater or something. I'm not sure. But the thing about this, I never finished it. I got it, and I started it, and I was like, oh, I'm not going to play this, and I ended up doing something else. So quite frankly, yeah, I think remakes make sense depending on the game. Don't go remaking some kind of trash game like some game someone called something like that no one liked or something like that, some kind of lame game, like Afro Samurai. Let's just say Afro Samurai had to make a remake. That game was suckish, you know, like, you know,
Rugrats.
I Right, Rograts, yes.
It was a game for Rograts.
Indeed. Oh, that easy game. Let's hope they don't make a remake of that easy game. That game was terrible. Terrible on the Atari. So, quite frankly, yeah, you can make remakes, but if you make a remake, make sure that you... I find they should do this a demographic way. Put out a petition or some kind of demographic to find if people want this particular game, because, I mean, companies don't want to lose money. Find if people want this title, and then make a remix from those surveys and stuff like that you carry out. You know, instead of just throwing these games out there and no one probably wants it. You know, but so far they've done good. They've actually launched some good games that I am looking forward to playing. So I guess, yeah, you know, and actually I want to play Zelda Original Time again, so I'm probably going to get a copy of it for my 3DS eventually. Okay, I'm done.
Thank you. Well, I think it depends on the game title, because if Pokemon Yellow gets remade with like modern day graphics, like PC or something, I'll definitely play it. I like definitely buy it and stuff. I guess it's like perfect with fanbase, like Mash said before. I think most Pokemon games might do well if they get remade. Because everyone loves Pokemon. Well, everyone that's like in the 90s loved Pokemon. Because I met a couple of kids and I was like talking about Pokemon and they were like, wow, Pokemon is so old. No one likes that anymore.
Seriously?
Like, ow.
Where were these kids?
They were like primary school students up at the SDA school at my school. So primary school there.
You know what those kids need?
What do they need?
Those kids need this guy.
And I was going to say, like, but that was...
I'm going to cut that short. Anyway, those kids need what he did to the kids in the what it's called again, and in the movie when he murdered all those Jedi kids. That's what they need. I'm sorry. I shouldn't say this kind of stuff on the podcast. No, Darth Vader should not come and finish off all these children. And Darth Vader is not real, by the way, so all you kids don't need to fear this podcast.
But they need to play Pokemon.
But they need to play Pokemon.
But then again, it too, you can't blame the kids there, because it's a new generation of children coming up now, so...
They're grown up stupid.
They won't know nothing about Pokemon.
Let me tell you something, Kyron. When you have kids, right, dude, right? Eventually, when you have kids, when you meet your significant other and all that kind of stuff, you have kids. You're telling me that you're not going to be like, here's what, when your kids come home from school, you're not going to take your belt off and say, here's what, sit down there and play at least 2 hours of Pokemon before you do your homework. You're telling me you are not going to cut their skins until they beat their first Pokemon and stuff like that. You're not going to make sure that when that kid is born, that kid borns, and they're born with a DS in their hand with Pokemon inside it. You know, they're just born and you just hand that to them. You're just like, hey, what, start from now. You know? I mean, seriously, think about it. As gamers, we have a right, we have a duty to our kids when we start our generation of children to make them even more awesome than we already are. You know? And I'm looking to the corner of my eye, like I'm looking to the sky right now so you guys can't see this, but yeah, I'm actually looking up. A very awesome look. So yes, I really do think that that kids right now need a little Pokemon in their life, you know? Yeah, that kind of stuff, you know? Stop, listen to a little Pokemon. Catch some Pokemon. Have some fun in Pokemon.
I wouldn't go as far as to give them licks, but I would definitely play it.
Bad father.
They need to play it. I wouldn't beat them for it, but they need to play it.
So you're telling me your child comes to them and says, here's what, daddy? And you're like, yes, son, I'm not feeling like playing Pokemon this afternoon. What would you say?
Well, as long as they're playing it, but I mean, I wouldn't force them.
Daddy, I don't feel like playing Pokemon ever again.
Well, that is trouble, but... If you can give me a good Saturday and Sunday, Wednesday, that all that cool.
All that good, right?
All right, that come like you're taking up your kids' timeline, because if your mom comes up to you and say, do this, and you do not want to do that. That comes like, she taking up your time, she takes your time, so you can't force the children to play something that you don't want them to play.
let me ask you a question, right? As adults, right? As adults, we are all adults here, I'm guessing. I don't think we have kids here on this podcast tonight. As adults, Katami, come on. Seriously. You have a kid's voice. You're not a kid, right? What we're saying here, when we were all kids, didn't our parents beat us to do stuff, or probably not even beat us, probably just say, tell us to do stuff that we had to do, like go and do your homework. And when we were kids, we wanted to go out and play. Wasn't that right? Our parents knew what was best for us. We know what is best for our kids, which is
Pokemon. Is not. Pokemon is not. Pokemon is not a need, an important need in their life.
What? You know where it's to go on your resume and hand that into your boss, man. Pokemon and oh, come on. Seriously. You know what he's going to be doing? He's going to be like reading your resume. He's like, he did physics. He did math. He did English. God, this guy is boring. And he scrolls down. He's keep reading. He does swimming. He's an athlete. Oh, God. Why are these people just all these random, lame stuff? Everyone does this. He played Pokemon. Wait a minute. Hired. He played Pokemon. He's like, excuse me, sir. Which Pokemon did you play? Well, I played Pokemon Silver, Gold, Fire Red, Green, this, that, you know. And he'd be like, I played Pokemon as a kid. I and this kid have something in common. I must hire him, so we must discuss more Pokemon. And then, yeah, bam, your kid is hired. You see, these things, you need to think in the future and stuff like that. Because the people who will be hiring these kids will be people around our age who have all played Pokemon. So, not to say, you know, those, let's say, the bosses of the future would be like, you know, people who are not our age and stuff like that, of our age group, our kids would be being hired by Pokemon fans. Because the whole world of Pokemon fans, those who have not played Pokemon are not people in this world. They are just, they're just there, you know? They're just there. So, yeah. They've missed a little piece of their childhood that they can never reclaim.
I'm a big Pokemon fan, eh? And I asked someone to challenge me, who's in this podcast. He backed up to that challenge.
Never.
He never came around.
I said I did not finish training my Soul Silver squad. And I said eventually I'll come and cut your ass, dude. You know you're going to get your ass cut.
See, I'm calling no names. I'm pointing the fingers. He puts himself out of cell. Anyway. For me, Pokemon is a real big game, eh? All time, you know, I play Pokemon any day, anytime. Pokemon, real good. I grew up with that. I used to run home to watch Pokemon. I used to run home just to see Pokemon. I'm telling you.
Ah, yes. I can imagine what your parents are saying.
I wouldn't force my kid to play it. I will buy the games and everything for him, but I wouldn't force him to play. At the end of the day, I say, here is what. Pokemon.
Imagine.
I used to play this back in my days.
Imagine you do that and your kid now decides he wants to play what's this trashy game? He wants to play he wants to play the Sims Dolly House, man. Imagine you buy Pokemon and your son goes by his friend of the book.
That is like
come in his room and you're like click, go and feed the babies. Okay. And click, dress up the house. Pretty.
That is when I will become curious because... You want to play Dolly House?
All to become curious? My God, Kyron. Seriously. You need to get serious with these kids. You need to become a better father in the future.
And force them to play Pokemon
Force them to play Pokemon. Cut their skins and say, yes, play Pokemon or you get more licks. You know, corporate punishment never killed kids. We've all been beaten as children before, I guess, and we are all better because of it.
I don't know.
I don't want to contribute to that. I'm going to bring it back.
I'm just kidding. But generally speaking, I guess, think about it, actually. When you think about it, our generation is a little bit more respectful to our elders and stuff like that in comparison to the older, to people who are younger than us, those kids. They're like brats. I hear children talking back to their parents in some ways and stuff like that. I'm like, holy shit, I can't do that to my mom. My mom would have hit me two across my face and then one uppercut. I'd be like in Street Fighters. I'd just be here and like, I'm joking. all you would have heard is just KO and Q's out. I mean, seriously. Can't talk back to your parents. I hear kids doing that all the time. It's like, damn. This kid's got kahunas. You know? Yeah, so Pokemon. Yes, we were talking. You were saying Pokemon. What were we talking about Pokemon? Why are we on Pokemon?
You're talking about Marini.
Right.
Well, we're almost at the end anyway.
We are almost at the end.
There was something I forgot to do.
What did you forget to do?
For a member of Button Smashes, Mods from Cyborg, it was his birthday. So I was just giving him a shout out. So he can hear me saying happy birthday, Mods. I just forgot to say that.
He's going to be so happy. He's probably right now melting and being like, oh my God, Katami called my name. Yeah. You know. Yeah, it's all good. Okay, we are supposed to be at the end of the podcast, but what I'm seeing on my time here, we got like 20 minutes, guys. And yeah. Because Katami has done a wonderful job, let's give Katami a round of applause, people. Right, she started off a little slow, but she powered through. I like that. So maybe we'll play. What I'll do, we'll put a poll and we'll decide who they want, Katami or me as host. And
no,
we'll give the people what they want. All right. So let's see. We have 20 minutes to go. Well, 19 and counting. So I'm going to pull up a topic that I had here. And it's more of news that rather than a topic. What I'm going to say here is for those guys who played Assassin's Creed, right, let's get a little quiet voices so we can all hear each other, right? All these people who have heard of Assassin's Creed and played it before, right? Many fans of it have played Assassin's Creed 1, Assassin's Creed 2. Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, Assassin's Creed Revelations. Assassin's Creed 3 trailer is going to be shown on Monday. I'm not 100% sure of the time right now, but it's going to be up on Monday. So what I'll do is I'll share a link on Button Smashers. So if I forget, someone remind me, I'll try to remember. Monday's tomorrow, right? I'll probably be doing editing and stuff like that. I probably might be working very hard. So if someone doesn't see by lunchtime, I don't upload something, send to you a shot, all right? So yeah, Assassin's Creed 3 trailer is supposed to be up online by tomorrow, so you guys can look forward to that. One other Katami, you want to say something?
No, I said I can't wait.
Right. One other thing I'd like to see, considering the tournament, everyone is looking forward to this tournament. Katami started a poll, she started a thread with a lot of comments underneath it, considering that the tournament is still on, guys. Quite frankly, I didn't host the tournament at the end of this month because I didn't see as much user participation and listener participation in the sense of group member participation on the tournament. And even though I'm doing the tournament, as I said, I'm giving away 3DS at the tournament. So giving away 3DS, a 3DS costs money, people. So quite frankly, if I get a good turnout, that means half of the money that you guys pay to enter the tournament, and I can put the other half and buy a 3DS and probably like two games or something. And you guys can, someone who wins the tournament can win a 3DS. So you guys need to show interest and show that you won the tournament. What the information I played earlier on, for those who are listening to the podcast, not those who are on the podcast, the information I played earlier on concerning the tournament that's coming up, that is a tournament by one of our members and Button Smashers, Keston, right? Keston Lewis is hosting a tournament. His group, they are awesome. These guys are hosting a tournament on the 25th of March, right? I think it's 24th and 25th. I'm not 100% sure. Listen to the information before. I will tell you. I'm just reading off my head right now. So quite frankly, that tournament, I'm going to be there. Katami is going to be there. I'm guessing Karen is going to be there because he was at the last tournament and he did better than me. And I'm guessing, Marshmallow, are you going to be there, dude?
We'll see.
We'll see. All right. So I'm hoping that that everyone from Button Smashers tunes out and we get to see each other, have a meet and greet because we're going to do a live podcast that day on that tournament. So quite frankly, those who get to come, they get to come and meet me and Katami. You know, they get to meet a few of the other podcasters who have been to the podcast and all that kind of stuff, as well as we're going to be doing live streaming and all that kind of cool stuff. So you guys can look forward to that on the 25th. As well as if I do get the big tournament that I want, I will host my tournament on that particular day in that tournament. So the 3DS can still be given away to someone. So quite frankly, guys, show the interest. Let me know if you guys want the tournament. Someone start a pool or something like that. I don't know. Let me know if you guys want, how much people are interested in coming to a tournament that I'm hosting. and it can be about what games. What I noticed is a lot of people are voting for like Battlefield 3 and Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 and stuff like that. Let me know. I might even hold a DS tournament. If you guys have DS and you guys want to come and play a Pokemon tournament, I might even do that. Let me know what you guys want. Let me know what you want, and I'll give you that, right? And the winner of my tournament gets a free 3DS and a few games. Of course, Pokemon is going to be one of those games because, come on, you guys need Pokemon in your life. So that's the information I have on the tournament and on Assassin's Creed 3. I don't have any more user questions as I'm looking. I'm actually taking off stuff on my itinerary here, so my itinerary, right? So quite frankly, what else do I have? What else does the queue have for you guys? I have one more thing, so you guys can. I guess let me see how much more time I have. I'm gonna check my time, people. So you guys can like come randomly. Okay, I got 15 more minutes. So I'm gonna talk some about the PlayStation 3. How much people have a PS3 on this podcast?
No one.
This silence is not gonna be tolerated. Come on, people, pick up. How much people have a PS3?
No one.
Karen, I'm talking to you, dude.
Yeah, what happened to my PS3?
So I ask some questions and I get answers. This is not gonna be tolerated, no. I mean, I will reach through that screen and smack you and Marshmallow between each.
I don't have a PS3. So.
Oh no, that's earlier on. That the thing I wanted to say earlier on, you were supposed to get a smack, so you get that smack now, right? Smack, take that. Yes.
People in this podcast who like Sony.
I have a PS3 as well. I just don't like playing my PS3 that often because the only game I like on it is Uncharted and Infamous.
You hate Sony right to the bone.
No, I'm not a Sony hater. I just, I hate Sony. No, actually, I lie. I like Sony. I'd say I'm just not the biggest fan of Sony. My favorite developer is Nintendo. No, Nintendo, actually. You're wrong, dude. Nintendo made Pokemon, man. How can you say Microsoft? Shame on you. I like my Xbox 360, yeah, but my Nintendo my 3DS gets more time than any other console. I haven't played Xbox in like weeks, dude. And I have games to play right now. I have Binary Domain that I have to play right now. I have tons of games right now to play. Actually, I have SSX waiting to play right now. So, like, damn, you know? I have games to play, so quite frankly, it's not, I like my 360, but my 3DS gets more time, you know? It gets more time and everything like that. So what I'm going to talk about here, I'm going to talk about the PS3. So that's the reason why I mentioned the PS3. For those who don't know, the PS3, PlayStation 3, right? The PlayStation 3 has a cell processor manufactured by Sony, right? This cell processor is so lame, because Sony made it, that Sony can't do multitasking on their processor, right? You just can't. You can't do multitasking on the processor. So if you want to do something and you want to do something else, you're not going to be able to do it. Right, so they have these cell processors that Sony made, right, designed by Sony and all that kind of stuff, right? And what Sony is saying for their next generation console, which is the PlayStation 4, they're looking to go to NVIDIA, to AMD and NVIDIA, well, AMD to make their processors, to make their chipsets, right? AMD has been making the chipsets for all the other next-gen consoles, which is the Xbox 360 and the Wii. If you look on your Wii, if you have a Wii, you will see ATI written on it. ATI is a company that NVIDIA, that AMD owns, right? And if I'm correct, if I'm wrong, someone correct me, I believe the Xbox 60 also use AMD technology in their system, right? So quite frankly, Sony's the only one behind because they want to do their own thing, right? And the thing about this, it's hurting Sony. It's hurt Sony so much times that they had to do their own thing, that they want to do their own thing, in the sense that when they designed their cooling system and stuff like that in the PS3, and the PlayStation 3 started getting yellow lights and all that kind of stuff. Microsoft did the same thing. They wanted to play cheap and did the Xbox 360 stuff on their own design, sort of hiring someone who already had experience in it, and the Xbox 360 got the red light. Nintendo, on the other hand, being as awesome as they are, and, you know, the best console developer, have their Wii's running for years and no problems, you know, being able to play all night without overheating and stuff like that. You know? Just say, just putting that out there. So, quite frankly, the PlayStation 3 successor, which is supposed to be PS4, will be running AMD technology inside of it, as far as we've heard so far, right? What I will do is I'll post a little document on Button Smashers so you guys can see the whole document. I'm not going to read this entire thing right now. So you guys can see it and say, oh, okay, cool, this is what he was talking about, blah, 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 and all the mumbling that he was doing. All right? We have 11 minutes right now, so we're going to close the podcast, people. Tammy.
Everyone can say goodbye. Marsh?
I'll be back.
Kyron?
Bye.
Oh, cute.
All right, well, I guess as usual, this podcast was cute for your pleasure, so.
Goodbye, everyone. If you enjoyed this podcast, join the Button Snatchers blog on Facebook. You can also follow my Twitter at aozora18, which is AOZORA18. Or you can follow Q's Twitter at LPGuardian, which is LPGARDIAN. Or you can just follow us on Google+, which is the same name, Button Smashes. See you there.